This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or you could also head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you were afraid or been told to be afraid of, told to hate. And you doesn't have to. It really is that you just don't have to. Nothing here to be afraid of. The amount of articles. I mean, all week long, I pile up the non-time sensitive ones. So when I run out of time, I figure I can get to them today. And I look at these and I say to myself, wow, some of these are just amazing. And you guys won't believe me. You're going to have to go look them up yourself sometimes. And the amount of stories I get every day, I look at some of them and say, that can't be real. Somebody had to be drinking on that one. But California so disregards Californians, American citizens. They have no connection to the United States, other than physically. I mean, our laws don't apply to them. They don't see it. And I'm sorry, if you're a Californian and you're listening to the show, you know I'm not pounding on you directly. But man, some of you keep electing the same fools to go to Sacramento. And you wonder why we have it so bad, why we have the problems we have. And we got a lot of problems. Now we find that the college is going to pay a new employee, actually create a position at $85,000 a year. Now, if it's at a school, it's not $85,000. By the time they get done with it, it's about $140,000 by the time they get done with benefits and everything else. So Santa Clara University is now looking for a full-time staff member who'll be paid a salary. You ready for this one? To advocate for legal immigrant students. The staff is going to be responsible for co-chairing a committee on social justice and researching the best practices related to issues of diversity. First of all, any college that has a social justice class, I would cut their funding by half. Right away. Hey, that quick. All right. Now, the big part here. Santa Clara University is a Jesuit school in California. It's looking to hire full-time staff members to advocate for illegal immigrant students and promote social justice. The job posting states that the director of the Office for Multicultural Learning will focus on promoting social justice throughout campus with an emphasis on supporting the school's illegal immigrant population by providing support through advocacy and programs for undocumented, they already have to start lying, for illegal students. They also want to coordinate legal consultations and lead a course called Know Your Rights. Now, meanwhile, the new staff member will be tasked with meeting regularly with the school's undocumented student group or legal community to coordinate and plan initiatives that address their needs while collaborating on immigrant issues much more broadly. Now, the director must also create a multilingual newsletter provided updates to students, families with job descriptions, noting the ability to speak Spanish is strongly preferred. Other responsibilities will include co-chairing a committee to promote conversations on intergroup dialogue, social justice, social identity development. What the heck does that mean? Social identity development. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Maybe that's
assimilation. Okay, sure. Oh, and he couldn't spell it? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Oh.
They're also going to research trends in best practices related to the issue of diversity. They want to work on multicultural learning, social justice, and inclusion of excellence. Now, how do you include excellence in a program that helps you promote mediocrity? No, seriously, if you came here illegally and you refuse to get your citizenship or even work on it or even find out how to get it, isn't that, that's just wrong. How is that excellence? See, we're allowing them to change the words again. We're allowing them to decide what the meanings are. We let it go by without really saying anything. Now, to get the job, you have to have a master's degree with at least 7 years of experience working in the higher education and must have demonstrated experience advocating for LGBTQ students, students who are first in their family to attend college, and illegal immigrants. Isn't that great? God. Additionally, candidates are expected to have an understanding of issues like bisexual identity development, immigration policy, and the undocumented student experience. How? What? These people are confused. They're so confused. So this isn't just a position for to help illegal students get in. This is also another class for the LGBTQ community? Really? Oh, and I missed one, the bisexual identity development community. It's just amazing. Now, while the list of potential benefits was not explicitly stated in the job description, successful applicants will be paid $3,100 to $3,600 twice a month. And that's between $75,000 and $85,000 a year. Oh, let's not forget the benefits and such. And there are benefits, especially in the California college system. They get $10,000 to $13,000 a year in medical benefits. That's how much they'll pay on their health care programs. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with this sometimes. These stories are so outlandish. Think about this. A group of people that don't pay taxes, right, are now going to be allowed on these college campuses. They're going to be allowed to take advantage of, you know, grants and other things that come, you know, with taxpayer dollars. I do not understand the rationale behind this. I wish somebody on the left would call and be willing to go discuss this. Not fight about it, but actually discuss it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Let's talk about Rutgers College Fair for illegals. That's always good, too. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I know. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. I don't know where you're listening from or how you're listening, but if you hop up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the polls. A lot you can do up there. You're on Facebook, you can find us there as well. You'll be able to have a conversation with people that are a truckload smarter than I am. You know, I really, really, really do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're helping us out and what have you. All right, let's get right to it. Rutgers is going to host a college fair. Now, see, we've still got a boatload of Americans out of work. right? Job participation is down. See, I was talking about the numbers earlier tonight, about the new jobs numbers. And I don't care whether it's a Republican or a Democrat president. I don't believe them all the time. Really don't believe them most of the time. Because there's so many things they don't take into consideration. There's so many freaky ways they count those numbers. Now, this event was first held, come on, in 2015 at Rutgers Newark, and promised to keep identities and immigration status of attendees quiet. Or private, whatever you prefer. Now, it's I guess it's Rutgers University Camden, a public institution. In Camden, New Jersey, is set to host an information session on college application processes for illegal immigrants. The electronic flyer for the event was shared online by UndocuJersey. The Facebook page is committed to providing information for current and prospective undocumented college students. Rutgers University Camden is proud to host an information session and serve fair on the college application process for DACA or otherwise undocumented students and families. The advertisement, this is the flyer. So they're telling you, come on down. If you're illegal, we'll figure out how to stay, how you can stay here. Now, according to online flyer, the information session on June 10th will address the admissions process and how to complete the application, as well as the financial aid and consideration for school-based scholarships. The event will also provide individual legal screenings and referrals. That will be done on a first-come, first-served basis. Notably, the Facebook page also posted an identical flyer in Spanish titled, oh yeah, right, anyway, the official Rutgers University Camden website confirms the date of the event, but only provides a brief two-sentence summary of the fair. So, yeah, let's get as many illegals to work as we can, because we don't want to get as many Americans to work as we can. Right? No, come on, think about it. When do we start putting our resources, our majority of our resources, into Americans trying to get jobs? And then on top of that, why are we finding jobs for illegals before we find jobs for our vets, our out-of-work vets? We have over... We have 22 veterans a day that are taking their lives. 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide. You know why? Not just because they're having issues between the ears, because they don't have jobs. They can't take care of their families. They can't work. They have no self-respect. These are all things. They came back after fighting for us. We treat them like this. What is wrong with these people? The people running this country, what is wrong with them? The people running these schools, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you offering up free services to the vets? It's irritating as heck to think that those guys are out there sleeping in the streets when they could be going to school, getting a degree that they need to be able to get a job that they need. And maybe even getting the help that some of them actually do need. And again, they did this in 2015. They hold the first ever college fair for illegal immigrants. You know, it used to be they were afraid to show up. No, seriously. People that were doing things illegally, right, that could possibly be arrested, they didn't show up next to police. What did President Obama do a couple years back? Right, what was it? When we had the budget stalemate, we pretty much shut down the government, what did he do? Well, government wants to shut down for him because Secret Service was all around him. He goes, and he spends some time in a tent with who? Illegal immigrants. A bunch of illegal immigrants that were protesting the fact that they weren't getting enough services from our government. Does anybody... You got the lunacy here? Have you figured this out? They're not paying into the system. They want more from us. They break the law coming here. They want more from us. They're not even afraid to get in our faces. Come on, that has to scare you. It sure as heck scares me. And this stuff goes on all over the place. I want to know who's dealing with this. If we are going to deal, you know, I hear about the President Trump, and under him, you know, deportations are going up. He's ripping families apart. Well, apparently not here. Not in this situation. My God, you can make about $85K dealing with people that are here illegally. I don't know. Anyhow, all right. Let's see what else do we have. I love the stories you guys said. Like I said, I really honestly. Oh, here's a good one. Joe S. sent this one. Joe S. Now, Christians, the story's a little older, but it still applies for today. We see this stuff happening all over the place. Christians were banned for simply being Christian. Right? One of the most ideological aspects of American and British campuses and their politics has apparently made its way to Australia. After years of pointless discussions, the University of Sydney Union for Students has now given the Evangelical Union until March 31st to change its constitution, ready for this one, to allow non-Christian members to face deregistration. So a Christian group has got to allow non-Christian groups in there. Really? This is going to happen all over the place. It's actually happened here to a degree where you have some groups on college campuses that have actually been forced to allow leadership that doesn't line up with their principles. Now, I give you the names, but I can't remember. I have to go search our website for it. Because we've done the stories where they've had, I don't know, atheists apply for a job to run a Bible study. How does that work? This would mean the Evangelical Students Group is no longer sanctioned as an official university society. It can't receive any money. Can't participate in any of the on-site events as a club anyway. Doesn't this scare you? Again, it doesn't stay in England. Wake up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Well, we're almost back. Okay, now we're back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right, they're starting to get tired. What do you want from me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up, again, Facebook and or on our website. We've got chat rooms up there. If you head up to the website, though, you can buy my book. You can buy one of our shirts. Hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand for your freedom and your liberties. You know, you don't need the shirt to do it. I get that. But it does help you stand out. Stand out against the resistors. Stand out against the mediocres. Now, we've been talking about a college that has decided that Christians need not, they can't have a club. Not unless they're allowed to let, not unless they're allowed to have non-Christians in a club, because it's discrimination. You know, that's what religions do. They discriminate. Not in a negative way. We believe something different than you. No, you're not welcome at certain things or certain issues or certain events. Now, you might be welcome to be there in observance you're going to partake of or be part of. Now, at the university, it seems the intent on facilitating such harrowing participation in student life, the threat is not that the EU would be excluded from campus or contrary. The visiting preachers and awkward first-year students, evangelists, they would all just, you know, it just wouldn't fit in right. It would make them feel bad. I love this. So because they might stumble upon one of these events, a Christian event, it might make them feel bad. Oh, my God. All the British vets from World War II are spitting in their graves right now. With the same mantra that our American vets have. We died for this. All right. So the it goes on to say the thing that the USU finds university finds most offensive about the group is that it's not inclusive. Of course, anyone's welcome to attend, they say. but voting members, office bearers, and staff must subscribe to a 9-point doctrinal statement, including such Christian staples as the conception of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit and his birth by the Virgin Mary, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and the redemption from the guilt. Let me see. They go on to say the sacrifice of Christ, that he's the incarnate of the Son of God. And why should an evangelical Christian group, why wouldn't a Christian group be allowed to live out its principles? It's not pushing anything on anybody. Why would anybody who's not a Christian, unless they're just trying to be a major league jerk, why would anybody who's not a Christian want to be part of a Christian club? How does that happen? Why would that happen? Drinking too much or something? I don't know. I don't get it. But don't you think this is right along the lines of, you know, just start trouble to start trouble? Like those people that started trouble with the bakery, the photographer, because they didn't want to, because of their Christian belief? I still don't understand why I didn't go to a Muslim bakery. I'm just asking. It's a big question to ask yourself. Why do they always target Christian bakeries? Do you think the Muslim bakeries have already, they've decided they're already going to make these things? That's why they don't do it anymore, because the Muslim bakery would go out of its way to make a cake or you know, do a photo shoot for them? I got news for you. No, they wouldn't do it. So anyway, they're going to force these people to bring in non-Christians. Now, they sound unbelievable, even offensive. Something I'll point out to the writer. Isn't this kind of like a safe space doing all this stuff for these people, make them feel better? To both members of the Sydney Uni Atheist Club, but they would be familiar to anyone who's ever been to a church service where, I don't know, where they say the Nicene Creed, where they talk about the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, God. What's going to happen? Are these people going to roll up into little balls and go into epileptic fit type of things? What happens when they pray? Is that going to be divisive too? Too discriminatory? They only pray to Jesus. Or they only pray to God in Jesus' name. Why can't they use Muhammad's name? I mean, where is this lunacy going to stop? Seriously. And again, I blame us for a lot of this. You Christians out there who didn't, all you did was scream and yell scripture, and you didn't get involved. You didn't get engaged. You didn't do something that would actually have stopped this craziness. And it's, you know, and it's not even so much a freedom of speech issue as much as it would be a freedom to worship. How do you do again? Why would atheists? Why would Muslims? Why would Buddhists want to be in a room with a bunch of Christians praising God and asking the Holy Spirit to help them out? And it's not that far fetched that it wouldn't happen here. Can we just not be stupid about this? We've seen too many things get that close. Again, I'm Drummond Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate you guys being with me. You know, a friend of mine posted a meme, and hopefully, if they're listening, they're going to don't get offended. It is what it is. I have to make fun of it because it's exactly what we've been talking about. This new mindset now out there that it's all about me. I guess it's not a new mindset. It's just really, really flaunted all around Facebook. It's all around what makes me feel better. What I like about it. What I want to do. So, what are these little memes that they put up? They talk about, you know, how same foods give people different results. That way you can't lock anybody into a certain thing. Because it's obvious everybody's an individual. Everybody reacts differently. And I love when they do stuff like this, because I like to get really ludicrous, right? You know, everybody has a lot of the same tendencies. For instance, nobody I know, no human I know, no people I hang around with can breathe at the bottom of a pool. They need this thing called oxygen. Nobody I know that can go, you know, months without eating. A month without water. I mean, there's certain things they need to sustain life. It doesn't matter how you feel or what you think you should have or how you think it should be. You didn't design the body. So you got to play by the rules. So the writer goes on to say, it isn't what you eat. It's how you feel when you're eating it. It's not what you say. It's how you feel when you say it. It's not what you do. It's how you feel when you do it. Hey, it's all about how you feel. No, it's not all about how you feel. Sorry. Now, if you want to do things that only affect you, that feel good to you, that's fine. But you don't sit there and start pushing the stuff that says, hey, this is back to the, if it feels good, do it. That means that anything that you want to do, that if something feels good to you, that means it must be right and just. You know, those honor killings that the Muslims do, that they actually do in stadiums in front of a bunch of people, that makes them feel right. That makes them feel good. It's good and just to them. You're okay with that? Those guys that were raping that girl in the bathroom, that probably felt good to them. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, is that how ludicrous you want to get? Because this is what you're doing. You don't see it that big. But if this, if you like how it tastes, go ahead and eat it. Doesn't matter what it is. If you want to say something to someone and it makes you feel good to rip them apart, to make fun of them, well, then go ahead and do it because it's, you know, if it makes you feel good, you ought to do it. And then on the other hand, but that's only if you're a liberal, by the way. Because if you're conservative and you call somebody out on what they believe or what they think or a process that they have, remember, you're not calling them out as a person. You're calling the situation out. They'll rake you over the coals. So my attitude is, no, it's not about how you feel. It's about whether it's right or wrong. Really, truly, honestly, right or wrong. It has nothing to do with what you feel or how you feel, I should say. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, yes. I talked about this one earlier. This one just freaks me out. I don't know why somebody hasn't shown up at her house and checked her out. And I guess this was written on her blog or something. And no, it's not a fake story. It's just a weird story. And it's under a gender trender at WordPress or something like that. Well, there's that music. I'm Strowman staying in your house. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got to hit you with one really whack story before the end of the night, don't I? We'll be back in a minute. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
You get a shiver in the dark. That's some good guitar playing, I thought. Meantime. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Somebody got to make those cuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I know nobody ever guessed I'd like that kind of music, right? With the other stuff I play. Yeah, I know. You're country all the way. I don't have to do with you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation, you know. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, there's a live chat room there as well. A lot smarter people than I am are in that chat room. Got a Facebook feed that's going on. That's kind of cool too. We can't keep up with it though. You guys, you talk faster than I do in the chat room or in that Facebook feed. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, I want to get back to the story because it is kind of what I talk about on a regular basis. I mean, we've gotten so crazy Right? We've allowed anything you feel, anything goes. We've done stories about the, what have we done now? Like trans species, trans ethnicities, trans color, you know, we had a white woman who thought she was black, and that was okay with everybody, you know, that kind of thing. We have the girl that lives as a cat at home. And she's not, they're not mandating that she goes to get some psychiatric care. No. Leave her alone. Let her live her life. For me, I believe in a God that you can't touch, feel, or see. And I'm a little, you know, I shouldn't be around kids. Right? Then we have the other guy, the trans species, trans alien or trans... Oh, yeah, we've had trans agers, trans aliens. The trans ager was a 57-year-old guy that identified as a 9-year-old girl. Then we had the trans species, trans alien, yeah, that one. He, that was great. Here's the funny thing about it. He was sure he was deposited here by aliens. His original picture, he looked Hispanic. So was he saying Hispanic or aliens or so? I don't know. Anyway, so then he finds a doctor that'll do this plastic surgery on him. And you see him start to transform. What does he look like? He looks like the stereotypical alien that you would find in an old sci-fi magazine. So apparently they got it right. So, you know, he got these freaky looking eyes. He had his chin changed. He had no nose. Right? Remember him? And he had his genitals removed. Because apparently aliens don't have genitals. I don't know how he knows that. I don't know that. I mean, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, I don't know. But, you know, you would take your kids to be helped. Not hurt. Helped. I don't think you could have found a doctor that would do plastic surgery to make you look like an alien because you felt like that's what you should be. I think he would have got you help. So here's some, and again, I do this. I know some of my naysayers, this infuriates them. But you know what? I got the psychologists and the doctors on my side. A child at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, cannot make a decision that they're male or female. You shouldn't be doing hormone blockers or any of that stuff. Their mind doesn't have the ability to do that. So here's a mother on a website or a blog, whatever, called Gender Trender. She says, I'm planning to sterilize my 7-year-old son before he sexually matures, then freeze my own eggs so he can one day find a surrogate and raise my offspring, or his siblings, as their mother. I want you to think about this. See, remember, I keep telling you guys, this gets weirder and weirder and weirder as the years go on. Because what happens is, they decide that anything goes. Anything they feel is right has to be right. We did that story earlier she was born a female. I don't even know how to explain this person. Born a female, right? Felt that she was born in the wrong body and she was really a male who was gay. Because she liked men. She liked men. She had all female parts. She liked men. But felt like she should have the male parts. I don't even understand that. Right? So, you're a transgender male who likes men, and you like using all the parts and pieces you were born with. How does that work? That just shows you how confused we have them. They have us confused. We have them confused. I guess we're all living together wonderfully now, right? This woman is going to freeze her egg so her son, who identifies as a female, can have his own siblings. Does anybody else see the sickness in that? He's going to give birth, or she's going to, whatever this person ends up being, is going to give birth to their own siblings. And this person's being applauded. It's a weird idea to freeze my eggs for my young transgender daughter, who will likely never create sperm. Why? No. Not because the body agrees with the mind in this case. No. Because the mother is going to make sure that he gets hormone blockers. That's why. So he says, my transgender 7-year-old daughter has become a beautiful, happy, vibrant person since she started transitioning a year ago. I have no reason to think her identity will change, and neither does her therapist. Now, what's really funny about this, we give therapists license. They're like gods to some people. But they don't agree. they're a therapist to think this is just shy child abuse. Does that make them wrong or bad? No, really. Aren't they taught at the same schools? Aren't they given the same basic principles? Does biology now need to change? Are we going to have to rewrite all the biology books now? I mean, do they see the bigger part of this? Now, because she's so young, she'll most likely go on to puberty blockers before she ever creates sperm. If she then goes on to hormone treatments directly from the blockers, she'll be sterile. She'll never create sperm. In other words, they're going to stop her body, his body, her body, from doing what it was intended to do. What God or Mother Nature, whatever you want to call it, intended that body to do. She's too young to tell me whether she might someday want biological children. She's too young to tell you that she's a she, that she was a male born. He was a, oh, God. See what I mean? Why do you justify one portion of it, not another? Because it makes us feel good to think we're doing what our kid, to think we're going to make our kids happy for the moment. Makes us feel good. We're all into the feeling stuff. The mother goes on to say, and I strongly suspect, knowing her personality as I do, that she will not want to give up hormone treatments for the length of time it would take to create sperm, because this effects on her would be just, well, significant. The effects on her of you giving her the hormone blockers is significant, is it not? She says, I am in a parent of trans kids group online, and several of the moms mentioned that they were freezing their own eggs for the transgender daughters, so that their daughters could someday have the option of having children who are at least partially related to them. On one hand, it seems like a huge expense for my daughter to be able to have a child who is a genetic half-sibling. On the other hand, I see reasoning. See, we're making up reasons because it makes them feel better. We're back to the feelings again. I'm a chronic worrier. Okay, there you go. That's a problem right there. When you're always worried, you're always trying to fix something. I wonder if doing this would cause a child to feel pressured to use the eggs, even if they didn't really want to. Well, there you go. I'm curious what the older than my 7-year-old daughter folks think about this. Is it a ridiculous idea? Yes. Okay, fine. She's not asking me, but my daughter has two half-siblings who could conceivably donate eggs. Two half-siblings? So, I guess from a different dad? Are they both from different dads or what? They could donate sperm later in life or eggs or whatever. That might be a better option. This is the mom talking. I mean, think about all this thoughts going. Now, see, I'm going to get ridiculed for making fun of this mom. But the mom can't even make up her mind about daily stuff. Right? I mean, think about it. If I did this for her, I'd have to do it now before I get older and my eggs deteriorate. But luckily, I'm not out of the age window to have healthy eggs right now. I am, however, not in my financial position to do this. Though I hear that there may be options to help with that. So basically, I'm just curious to see what the reaction to the idea is. Oh, you don't ask me, lady. I mean, seriously. And you know, in these WordPresses, in these blogs, who's going to go in there and just out ridicule you? They're not going to ridicule you. They're not even going to give you ideas to work with. Because why? Because, I mean, ideas that would be along my line to work with. Because I can't believe that this is even being spoken about. Look at how much, this is what I don't understand. Look at how much you're twisting. Now, let's say you just believe in Mother Nature, not God. Look what you're twisting and turning and changes and the things you're having to do so that your son or daughter won't feel bad. Think about the changes you're having to do the changes you're having to make in your life, the expense you're having to go, well, there's no expense great enough to keep my child happy. Happiness is a fleeting thing, people. Not long term. I'm very, very happy. When I was eating a hot fudge sundae every day, I was so happy eating a hot fudge sundae every day. I was not very happy, though, when I had to buy bigger pants. I was not very happy when I had to work the weight off afterward. No, I wasn't happy at all with that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Take it for what it's worth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I always give you the number. I want you to write it down for next time so you're one of the first people on the phone. I want to have a great weekend. I want you to have a great weekend. I want you to relax, breathe deep. If you're in the area where I'm at, which is like the gates to hell are around here at 111, 115 degrees, Don't go out. Stay in. God bless and have a great rest of the day.